This is Twit.
Xbox or PS5? Which you, Devendra, you're a gamer. Which one are you going for?
Yeah, I mean, I reviewed both. They are both sitting in my, den right now over
what?
Here. So
they're very good. You're reviewing them both?
I've reviewed them both. And
are you allowed to talk about them other than the box?
Or? The embargo got lifted on the Xbox a couple of days ago.
The embargoes on these things are the most insane and laughable things I've heard in a while.
Like a 20-page PDF from Sony with this. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Truly amazing.
But the embargo's up on the PS5 too now as well.
Yep. Reviews are up for both. Go check out my videos because it's some of the longest videos and longest reviews I've ever done. But I'm not going to pick a side because that's the thing. And I actually scored them exactly the same because These are gaming computers that are running basically the same hardware. They both have AMD Zen 2 processors. They both have RDNA 2 graphics, So they're very, very similar. It's just like a couple little design tweaks here and there where I think they're different. I really lean to the Xbox Series X just because I'm more of an Xbox gamer. I like Game Pass, which is their subscription. Yeah, you pay $15 a month for that and Xbox Live, and you get a ton of games and all the first party games. It seems like a no-brainer purchase for any Xbox gamer, and it's great. Like, it's fast, it does 4K well, it has all the ray tracing hardware we need. There aren't many games right now that fully take advantage of this hardware, and I think that's the big downside for Xbox. Whereas PS5 has, like, it's Sony. Sony's always good with the big first-party games that people want to play. So they've got Miles Morales, Spider-Man. They have Demon's Souls coming up. So those are things you'd want to buy a new system for. They're both giant boxes. These are PCs under your TV, basically.
This is a hysterical humble brag shot.
Oh, man.
Because only do the PS5 in the middle, but you've got this. Uh-huh. I could see the Series X in this corner and the Series S in this
That's
corner.
That's not my living room, but it's a good shot.
That's a hell of a humble brag. Oh, yeah, I got them. I got them all.
That's our executive editor, Aaron Soporis, and he is, he helped me with the photos because he's just much better at that. But these things are huge. You need so much room for them. So I think that's something people just have to get over. I prefer the Xbox's design because it's just a box, but the PlayStation 5... It is ridiculous. It's
a PC.
That is huge. In fact, that's
massive. That's exactly what the tower case of the Razer gaming PC I got for our son looks just like that.
Yeah, it's the same size. The Razer gaming PC is not covered by like cheap plastic.
Right.
So I feel like that's the thing. They have very cheap plastic side panels. You could pull it off, stick in a new NVMe SSD down the line to like give it faster storage. The best thing about these consoles, they're both running NVMe. SSDs, no more old, ugly, slow laptop hard drives. No more of those. So they're fast. They load games super quickly. They're both doing interesting things when it comes to speeding up load time. So Microsoft has Quick Resume, which lets you jump between games pretty easily. Sony's load speeds in general just seem super fast. So Spider-Man loads like from title to gameplay 15 seconds or so. And there's no loading in the game itself. Like you'll be in Manhattan, you'll go into a building, you'll zip right out back into Manhattan, nothing.
Oh,
so it's almost magic. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, man. It's interesting how it comes down to, like everything else in gaming, it's very narrow slices. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing, if you want Spider-Man, you got to get a PS5. I mean, the exclusives are going to drive a lot of sales. I'm driven, as you were, by the – in fact, I was going to do the $35 Series X deal because
– It's a good deal.
You pay less for the hardware. You actually get a break on the hardware, and then you have to – you're subscribing to their – but for me, different gamers are different, but I am not going to buy a title. Paul Theroux buys Call of Duty. He'll buy Call of Duty Cold War and just play that nonstop for four years or something.
Yeah.
That's it. For me, I'm not that serious about a game. I want to try a bunch of different games.
You want Game Pass, Leo.
So the Game Pass makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
One flat rate. I have to say
Does it worry you at all to not own any of your games, though? Because, I mean, that's my...
I don't own anything.
You don't own your
TV shows. Yeah. You don't own your music.
I feel like I'm usually happy after I play a game for a while to sort of sit back and, like, not have to worry about it anymore. I mean, I've had an Xbox One for years, and, like, I've played a bunch of games on it, and it's nice to be able to finally be like, yeah, I'm done with that. And, like, I never know what to do with them afterwards. Do I... Like, you can't...
Yeah.
Reselling most of them these days, it's not worth that much. So I don't mind the idea of having the options.
When I look in my cupboard and there's the Assassin's Creed, you know, 15 different Assassin's Creed, and it's like the Halo.
Those games take forever.
The Master Chief collection. I got 18 DVDs. Yeah,
with Game Pass, by the way, you could still buy if you really love a game because it's like it's a cycle of titles. If you love a game, you can buy it at a discount. But they don't leave that quickly. So if you want to play a game for a month or two, like you can just play it on Game Pass, and all the first party games are just there. They're not going anywhere because that's the Microsoft's big draw. So I think that's good. They're getting Bethesda games soon. Like
that's
once
what
that
actually sold me
done.
Because I'm a Skyrim fan. Mm-hmm. And when they bought Bethesda,
we're going to be waiting another decade or two for another Skyrim.
I know, but they own it, right?
Yep.
So I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like this argument, so Sony has always really led with like the killer games that people want to play, like Uncharted and Last of Us and everything. But with Bethesda, things are getting interesting.
Now tell me about Miles Morales, because the ray tracing in that, the videos I've seen, looks pretty spectacular. I presume you reviewed it on a 4K HDR screen. So.
So it worked out really well because I had LG's latest CX OLEDs in my basement to test. So I was like, okay, perfect for these systems.
Yep.
That has HDMI 2.1, so it can do 4K up to 120 hertz. And that's the big
draw.
Just
living the charmed life. Huh?
Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
It's super good. It's pretty good. But I also have spent the last week just writing like a crazy person. So I like reviewed the heck out of these things. Miles Morales, ray tracing. I feel like ray tracing is this thing we're all going to have to like learn to live with because it looks great, but it's running the game at 30 FPS, like Spider-Man did on the PS4. There is a 60 FPS mode, but there is no ray tracing because ray tracing is so hardware intensive.
Oh.
And honestly, I'd rather play the 60 FPS mode because it's Spider-Man. You're zipping through this city. So that's the big thing gamers will have to learn this year is that 30 FPS gaming, you'll get some great, you'll get 4K rendering, you'll get ray tracing in there. But if you want the faster frame rate, which I think just looks better to most people, you'll probably have to sacrifice a lot.
I had no idea. So you're going to really stop down the frame rate in order to do the ray tracing. So you either get to enjoy the game or enjoy the lighting.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. And honestly, I feel like we're going to see some games kind of balance how they do this. So I feel like Spider-Man, if they gave us a 1080p mode with ray tracing, that was 60 FPS. I think the hardware could handle that. And I don't mind it being 1080p, just
look
to
at
get
the reflections
there.
Look at this.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you see the tearing's probably me, but that's it wouldn't.
And when you're climbing up skyscrapers with ray tracing on, you could see Spider-Man's reflection, reflection of the whole city. It's beautiful. But I want it at 60 FPS.
Yeah, it's more about scenery than it is about gameplay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's interesting.
My one strange contribution to this is I learned the other day from my friend Matthew Olson, who's a writer at US Gamer, that apparently Tetris, the new Tetris, will also have ray tracing enabled in one level so that your blocks can shine with all the colors of the light.
That was the strangest thing about the Microsoft reveal of this summer. You know, we're watching all these AAA games, and then they show Tetris.
They show Tetris. It's I was playing Geometry Wars on the Xbox Series X, which is an Xbox One launch title because they have this AI-driven auto HDR feature, which brings HDR into all your older games. So playing Geometry Wars on an OLED with that HDR like pop of color and light, it's beautiful. It is an amazing thing. So that's another big benefit of the Xbox side.
Well, you have not helped me decide.
Yeah, I'm an Xbox owner, but like the Miles Morales thing is like in the Spider-Man games were enough.
It's a great demo.
That tempts me so much, and I love Spider-Man.
Sony's controller, which I have right here, this thing is beautiful, and it feels really good, and they did a great job of basically giving us next-gen haptics, so the triggers can really manipulate the tension on this. So if you're pulling back a bow in a game, you can really feel it. Wow. There's a game, Astro's Playroom, which comes with the system. You can really feel the haptics where if you're walking on sand versus walking on metal or wood or something, you could feel it in the controller. So I think Sony's done a smart job here, and it's their first controller that doesn't look like the original PlayStation controller too. So yeah, shout out to them for that, finally.
Paris, can I get the code to visit your island?
I haven't played Animal Crossing forever.
I'll clean up the cockroaches for
you. Absolutely covered in 3 months worth of weeds and cockroaches and whatever else.
There's no ray tracing on the Nintendo Switch, I can assure you.